This week, OpenAI launched the most capable model in its history and refused to hand over an API key. Meanwhile, an open-source model from Alibaba, at 55 gigabytes, outperformed the 807-gigabyte predecessor it replaces on top-tier coding benchmarks. Anthropic quietly attempted to quintuple the price of its primary developer product and reversed course within hours. Researchers from Mila closed the debate on whether reinforcement learning actually teaches new capabilities to models, and the answer is yes. The AI stack is being repriced in both directions simultaneously. This week in the Dition, the pricing power game at Frontier Labs, the response from open weights models and RL Science, and three concrete warnings for teams already running agents in production: sabotage audits, modality gaps in VLMs, and consent in medical scribing. John Maria, here's what happened. First block, pricing power at the frontier. On April 23rd, OpenAI launched GPT 5.5, available in Codex and rolling out to paid ChatGPT subscribers, but with no API access. The official note: API deployments require different safeguards, and we are working with partners on the security requirements to serve it at scale. We will bring GPT 5.5 to the API very soon. Very soon. No date, no SLA, no versioning. John, you followed this launch closely. What's happening here?
The launch has two moves that need to be read together. The first is the model, and the results are genuinely strong, but we'll get there. The second is the access structure, and that's where the strategy becomes explicit. When the API arrives, GPT 5.5 will cost $5 per million input tokens and $30 per million output tokens. GPT 5.4 costs $2.5 and $15, doubled. GPT 5.5 Pro goes further, $30 input and $180 output. That Pro tier is positioned as the top of OpenAI's emerging tier logic, the flagship for high-value use cases. GPT 5.4 remains available at current rates for those who need predictability.
And with the API still unavailable, what do developers have right now?
They have a semi-official endpoint, and the context with Anthropic makes that semi-official status politically interesting. The endpoint, backend API / Codex / responses, the same one used by the open source Codex CLI, was publicly endorsed for third-party integrations by Romain Hewitt, OpenAI's head of developer relations. Hewitt wrote in March, "We want people to be able to use Codex and the ChatGPT subscription wherever they want, in the app, in the terminal, in JetBrains, Xcode, OpenCode, Pi, and now in Claude Code." Peter Steinberger, creator of OpenClaw and now an OpenAI employee, confirmed, "The OpenAI sub is officially supported. Any developer with a ChatGPT or Codex subscription can route prompts to GPT 5.5 today via that endpoint. The problem? No SLA, no published rate limits, no versioning commitment. It's open source infrastructure that OpenAI chose not to block, not a supported product. For production, it's a sandbox."
The real cost and heavy use has another dimension that doesn't show up in the per token price.
Yes, and it matters for the budget. Simon Willenson measured that the X-High reasoning level consumed 9,322 reasoning tokens on a single SVG generation task versus 39 tokens at the default level, a 239x difference. At $30 per million output tokens, sustained workloads with intensive reasoning will show up quickly on enterprise spending dashboards. The cost structure is not linear with task complexity.
Does the model deliver to justify that structure?
Ethan Mollick's benchmarks suggest yes in the context he tested. Mollick, a professor at Wharton, had verified early access and published two concrete experiments. The first is a coding benchmark. He gave the same instruction to all relevant models, from OpenAI's O3, launched about a year ago, to Kimi T2.6, the current best open weights model. The prompt: build a procedurally generated 3D simulation showing the evolution of a port city from 3000 BC to 3080, with user controls and a visually rich appearance. Result: only GPT 5.5 Pro modeled a city that actually evolved. Competitors generated new buildings replacing previous ones, not emerging urban evolution. GPT 5.5 Pro completed the challenge in 20 minutes. GPT 5.4 Pro took 33 minutes, a 39% drop.
And the second experiment?
The second reconfigures what research productivity means. Mollick used Codex, OpenAI's desktop app powered by GPT 5.5, and loaded a folder with a decade of raw research files on crowdfunding, STDA, CSV, XLS, Word files, data he had accumulated over years and never published. With 4 prompts, 4 total interactions without touching the text, the model sorted the files, generated a new hypothesis, applied sophisticated statistical methods, wrote a literature review with verifiable citations, and produced a complete academic paper. Malik's assessment? I would be very happy if this paper were the output of a second-year PhD project. The citations were real, the statistics were real, 4 prompts. But he flagged concrete caveats, 2 important ones. First, the model is uneven. The paper arrived with a hypothesis that Malik, a crowdfunding expert, found uninteresting, and the model failed to address standard causality concerns despite using sophisticated statistical methods. Judgment about what's worth investigating still doesn't match that of a senior researcher. Second, the 3D simulation benchmark compared GPT 5.5 Pro with models that simply failed to model evolution. That's not a high bar for enterprise. For use cases requiring precision rather than spectacle, the data needs independent replication. And there's the stock question. The paper test required the Codex harness orchestrating GPT 5.5 Pro. Teams that treat the model, app, and harness layers as independent will underestimate both the compound gains and the compound costs. Now, the second piece of this block, Anthropic. Because if OpenAI is testing how to structure premium access, Anthropic was more direct. It tested the price elasticity of its own users. And got caught. On April 22nd, with no announcement, no blog post, no changelog, no email to subscribers, Anthropic updated the claude.com/pricing page, removing Claude code from the $20 per month Pro plan column. The product now appeared exclusively in the $100 and $200 max plans, 5 times more expensive. The internet noticed within minutes. Screenshots circulated on Reddit, Hacker News, and Twitter. The Archite archived the page before the reversal. Anthropic undid the change within hours.
The official response came via tweet, no formal statement.
Only by tweet. Amol Avasare, Anthropic's head of growth, described it as a, quote, small test on approximately 2% of new prosumer signups, and said existing Pro and Max subscribers were not affected. Simon Willenson, who has 105 published posts teaching Claude Code and ran a tutorial at NICAR, the largest data journalism event in the US, challenged the framing directly. I don't accept the 2% of new signups framing, because everyone I talked to was seeing the new pricing grid, and the archived already had a copy. And there's a data point Anthropic didn't explain. Claude Cowork, described by Willenson as a rebranded version of Claude Code with a less threatening hat, remained available on the $20 plan throughout the entire episode. No justification for the inconsistency. As of publication, no formal statement had been issued.
And OpenAI exploited the opening immediately.
Thibaut Satyex, OpenAI Codex engineering lead, posted, I don't know what they're doing over there, but Codex will continue to be available on the free and plus $20 plans. We have the compute and efficient models to do that. For important changes, we will engage the community well before making them. Transparency and trust are 2 principles we will not break, even if it means earning less momentarily. It's a direct pitch to developers choosing where to build workflows. Willenson said the episode shook his confidence in Anthropic's pricing transparency, and that he is actively reconsidering Codex as a default teaching tool.
How do you read these 2 moves together? OpenAI and Anthropic testing the price ceiling in the same week.
Whether coordinated or coincidence, the effect is the same. Frontier labs are learning where the enterprise market's willingness to pay ceiling sits. OpenAI is building a tier logic communicated in advance, even if the API isn't available yet. Anthropic tried to find out whether Claude Code has similar elasticity and retreated without explanation. For enterprise procurement, the lesson is this. Any pricing commitment made today with either of these vendors carries implicit optionality for the lab. Willenson's question remains open. Strategically, should I bet on Claude Code if Anthropic can quintuple the minimum price of the product? Any pipeline built on these products today carries pricing risk that no current contract fully covers.
Second block, the open weights model response. While closed labs test how far they can push prices, Alibaba published a result that changes the infrastructure cost calculation for any team running coding agents. Maria, the QN3.627B.
The number that defines this launch is 14.5. The QN3.5397B A17B, the previous open source coding flagship, takes up 807 gigabytes on Hugging Face. The new QN3.627B takes up 55.6 gigabytes, 14.5 times smaller. And on SwayBench Verified, the standard for coding agents, the 27 billion parameter model scores 77.2%. The 397 billion predecessor scores 76.2%. The smaller model outperforms the larger one. With a Q4KM quantized version that fits in 16.8 gigabytes, enough for a single consumer GPU.
What explains these gains in such aggressive compression?
A new hybrid architecture called Gated DeltaNet. The model has 64 layers organized in a fixed pattern. Every 4 layers, 3 use gated DeltaNet linear attention followed by FFN, and 1 uses standard gated attention with grouped query followed by FFN. The gated DeltaNet layers have 48 attention heads for values and 16 for queries and keys. The gated attention uses 24 query heads and 4 key value heads via grouped query attention.
The ratio of linear attention to standard attention reduces memory pressure in long contexts. The standard attention at fixed intervals anchors precise retrieval. Native context, 262,144 tokens, extensible to 1,010,000. And there's a feature called thinking preservation. The reasoning chain is maintained between conversation turns, eliminating redundant recomputes and agent workflows that track state across long sessions.
Do the benchmarks hold up beyond SwayBench?
Yes, with one specific gap worth noting. On SwayBench Pro, QN3.6 scores 53.5% versus 50.9% for the 397 billion predecessor. On Terminal Bench 2.0, 59.3% versus 52.5%. On LiveCode Bench V6, 83.9% versus 83.6%, essentially a tie. On GPQA Diamond, PhD-level reasoning, it scores 87.8%, fractionally below the 397B's 88.4%, but above Gemma 431B, which sits at 84.3%. The most significant gap is on Skills Bench, 48.2% versus 30.0% for the predecessor, 18 percentage points. That indicates the efficiency gains did not sacrifice specialization. And what does that change in practice for infrastructure teams? The infrastructure calculation changes materially. The QN3.5397B A17B required multi-node infrastructure or dedicated server hardware. The QN3.6 27B runs on a single